of reviewing a most unusually remarkable book, The Mystique of Enlightenment. The Unrational Ideas of a Man Called Yuji. He's hardly a man, you know. He's a process. Mark you, the word is unrational and not irrational. It has been edited by Rodney Arms, obviously a burning disciple of a more than cool master who does not claim masterhood. Since Yuji doesn't believe in teachers, in gurus, no, in fact, he is one who light-heartedly scorns centuries of ideas, inherited convictions, traditions which, according to him, have been perpetuated on centuries of generations of centuries. Traditions which, according to Yuji, have been responsible for the bogging of the naked freedom of vision beyond thought. And here suddenly seems to happen an irony. While Yuji Krishnamurti, he likes to be called Yuji without the Krishnamurti part of it, don't mix him up with Jiddu J. Krishnamurti. Well, Yuji refutes with utter scorn accepted dogmas, teachings, interpretations of human life, contrary to what he calls the natural state. Mark you, the natural state. Which I think, Yuji, I understand. It is a state of unpublished solitude where not even the so-called self exists. Hundreds have sat to hear Yuji discourse, but his discourses are so utterly simple that they become alarmingly complicated. Yuji reminds me, somehow, of some modern women who hardly wear conventional clothes. Bare shoulders, even portion of their breasts, swelling into curves of passion. Miniskirts revealing the more exciting portion of their thighs. That is how Yuji presents the truth in his conversation. Truth without trappings. Truth without unnecessary clothes on. Truth as truth, unashamed and natural. Flinging a challenge to any part of itself. Naked and revealed. It is a sort of shock treatment, you know. Shock treatment for the conventional, imprisoned in traditional ideas, whose eyes are accustomed to nakedness wearing a dress. Yes, it is a shock treatment in which Yuji obviously believes. He presents the truth in his conversations, which strip truth of trappings, unclothes it, proclaiming truth as truth unashamed of its nakedness, total nakedness, which Yuji calls the natural state. A phrase so highly suggestive. He proves at every turn that truth is truly naked. Yuji, while searching for the truth, suffered hell, as all true seekers do. He had wonderful expressive experiences of body and mind as all true seekers do have. He suffered horribly. He really suffered. Hell. But then you have to go through hells in order to arrive at the final naked heavens. He went through hell, and so did Dante, who walked through purgatory. Who has ever sought something of which he knew nothing about? Who? Eugene, you have arrived. I saw you after the death of your son hardly 3 days ago. You came to see us as if we were still alive. Eugene, nobody really is alive. Life is a process of death. Death is a process of life. I only want to say one thing. You met my Guru Ramana Maharishi, who, when you asked him, "Can you give me something? He said, "I can give you something, but can you take it?" I think he was contemptuous then. But I now believe he has taken it. He has taken it. He is Yuji, simple, untouched, beautiful, realized, I won't say self-realized, he doesn't believe in self, just realized self. He has realized the truth that is always within us, but which we shirk because we have decorated our lives with a number of untruths and falsehoods. My teaching, if that's the word you wish to use, has no copyright. You are free to reproduce, distribute, interpret, misinterpret, distort, garble, do what you like, even claim authorship without my consent or the permission of anybody. That's what Yuji says in his foreword or preface, or whatever you might call it. Real Yuji. No authorship. Because there is no author. He just talks. When you ask questions, he finds that the questions themselves bring their own answers. So he doesn't even answer. But I'd like to read one or two quotations from his exquisite book, What is Thought? You don't know a thing about it. All that you know about what you call thought is what you have been told. How can you do anything with it? Mold it, control it, shape it, or stop it? You are all the time trying to do something with it because somebody has told you that you must change this or replace that. Hold on to the good thoughts and not the bad thoughts. Thoughts are thoughts. They are neither good nor bad. As long as you want to do something with whatever is there, you are thinking. Wanting and thinking are not two different things. Wanting to understand means there is a movement of thought. You are adding momentum to that movement, giving it continuity. The senses function unnaturally in you because you want to use them to get something. Why should you get anything? Because you want what you call the you to continue. You are protecting that continuity. Thought is a protective mechanism. It protects the you at the expense of something or somebody else. Anything born out of thought is destructive. It will ultimately destroy you and your kind. Isn't that rather a very brave and almost insolent statement you've made. But then, Yuji is all insolence.